And the Ethiopian changed his skin, or the leopard his spots. This is a question that we want to consider and meditate and take it from God's word as our New Year challenge for this year. Now, Jeremiah, the prophet of God, had a good friend. His name is, if you read in chapter 38 of Jeremiah, his name is Ebed-Melech. He is actually an Ethiopian eunuch. He's a good friend of Jeremiah, because when Jeremiah was taken as a prisoner, he was the one who came to the rescue of Jeremiah with ropes and to bring Jeremiah out of the dungeons. And so when Jeremiah was thinking in this passage, I'm sure guided by the Holy Spirit, he thought of his good friends. We all have fond memories and good thoughts of those who are close to us. And so naturally, Jeremiah used his good friend, Ebed-Melech, who is an Ethiopian eunuch, who is dark with skin, who is black, and he used that as an emblem, as an illustration with this question: can the Ethiopian change his skin? And then another question: can the leopard change his spot? And I think today, you and I, if we study English proverb, we are all very familiar with the English proverb: can the leopard change his spot? And I'm sure you and I know the answer to this question, right? When you read Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 23, you know the answer to this question. You know the answer when the proverb is asked, can the leopard change his spot? And we all know the answer is a clear and oh no. Right? We all know the answer, and that was the question that Nehemiah asked: can the Ethiopian change his skin, or the leopard his spot? You see. So today my sermon is a 2-point sermon. My sermon is, the first point is to answer this question, and the second point is also to answer this question. So it's just a 2-point sermon, and you can remember it. And so what is the answer to this question? Can the Ethiopian change his skin, or the leopard his spot? And all of us will answer no. When you look at Jeremiah chapter 13, Jeremiah was asking a rhetorical question. You know, a rhetorical question is a question that you and I already know the answer. You don't have to guess, you don't have to think, you don't have even to consider. You know the answer. It's a clear-cut answer. Jeremiah was preaching to the people of Israel in Judah, and was telling them very clearly that you are in sin and the punishment is coming. The Babylonian will come and you will be exiled into Babylon. And the people were laughing at Jeremiah. They were making fun of him, and they would not believe his words. And Jeremiah was preaching, and the enemy was coming nearer and nearer. And yet the people would not believe. They would continue in their own idolatry. They will continue to make fun of Jeremiah. They will continue to believe in the false prophets who prophesied that there will be peace. And so finally, Jeremiah asked this question: can these people, these Israelites, these people who have heard God's word again and again, and the enemies are coming nearer and nearer, can these people really, really change? Can these people really believe the word of God? And of course, he knew the answer is no. The Ethiopian who is dark in skin, who is black, will not change. Right? He will continue to be black. A leopard with all the spots on it, you see, and you call it a leopard, and then 1 year later, 2 years later, the same leopard will still have all the spots and he will not change. You see. And so the answer is a clear no. You see. And this is something that we want to ask ourselves. Can you and I change also after listening and considering God's word? The Israelites will not change. In front of us is a new year, 2013. And the same question will be posed to you, to me. And God's word will be asking us, and the Lord will be asking you, can the Ethiopian change his skin? Can the leopard change his spot? Can you change and amend and repent of your ways before God? And I want to say this, and it's a very discouraging answer, and the answer is no. The Israelites will not repent. They will not change. The Ethiopians, his skin color will not change. The leopard spot will not change. And often you and I also will not change. You know, as a preacher, you can prepare the message, you preach with our heart. And deep in my heart, often we know that the listeners will listen, but after that they will forget the word of God. They will not remember. And no matter how hard you preach, how you raise your voice, and how you pour your heart out, often people can say, "Thank you very much, Elder John," but the next moment, in the coming week, sometimes you get people who will say, "I'll not come to church next Sunday. Next Sunday, sorry, I have a lot of things to do. I'm not coming." You know, they can thank you, they can listen to God's word, they can be challenged, but after a few more days, it does not come and impact their heart. And I always tell preacher, you know, your message can go and touch the heart of the people, not the very day itself. It's the week later, another week later, another week later, whether each and every member has taken heed. And so, as a preacher, often I can say the answer is a discouraging no. The members will not change. They will just listen, and they will just listen, and they can thank you very much, but after that, you'll go in for 1 year, you'll come up for another year, and they'll still not be there. You can challenge, come for evangelism, right? And we all can agree, but we will not be there. Come for prayer meeting, we all can agree, but we will not be there. It's the same with the weeklies. You know, we put a lot of effort to pull up the weekly every week. Put a lot of effort, I have to write the weekly article every week. And yet sometimes we know that many will not read. Many will just glance at it and forget about it. But all the efforts are all wasted. It's the same as the fellowship groups. All the fellowship leaders, you strive so hard, you want your members to be committed to come for a meeting, and often you get discouraged because you know that the Ethiopian will not change his skin, the leopard will not change his spot, and they will not come, and they will not be committed. And so it's a very discouraging answer, but it is a reality that Jeremiah faced in his time. And Jeremiah knew the answer, and today it is the same. Isn't it so today? Let me ask parents. We work very hard for our children. We teach them, we correct our children, we hope that they will learn, they will change, and they will improve, and we spend time and their weaknesses, right? We try to see their weaknesses, bring them up in the fear of the Lord. And as parents, what do you see? You get discouraged because your children do not change. They remain in their own waywardness, and they still continue to be as stubborn, as rebellious. And so it happens also, right, as parents. It happens between spouse, husband and wife. You hope your spouse will change, right? Husband, wife, you hope your spouse will change. You pray hard, you hope your spouse will change. But after some years, you have to accept the reality, it does not happen. And then you look at yourself. We look at ourselves. Can the Ethiopian change his skin, the leopard? So we look at ourselves. And the same thing applies. We talk a lot about others, but sometimes we just examine ourselves. Aren't we also the same? Last year, we were like that. 2011, we were like that. 2010, we were like that. And now, this year, I think we will continue to be like that. Like what? Inconsistent with our quiet time. We cannot even make an effort to read our Bible every day. Inconsistent with our prayer time, we cannot pray to the Lord. The only time we want to pray is when we are in trouble, when we are sick, or when we want to say grace. We do not want to spend more than that in our prayer time. Aren't we like that 1 year ago? Aren't we like that 2 years ago? And do you think you will change, that this year will be better, or this year 2013 will continue to be the same? And so when we even look at and examine ourselves, will I change? Can the Ethiopian change his skin? Can the leopard change his spot? Can you change? Will you be really growing and be matured spiritually? Or will this year be the same as last year? And so I want to say that the answer to this question is a no. A discouraging no. And the reality is that a lot of us here were going to be the same as we were last year. Last year you were a lazy bum in school, and this year maybe you end up to be the same as lazy as last year. Because you continue to procrastinate, you are not serious in your study, and you're not changing. So students, with all that you have, will you change? You know, dearly beloved, when I read that this question, can the Ethiopian change his skin or the leopard his spots? We get a discouraging no answer. And I think Jeremiah, he knew it. He knew the people would not change. As a preacher, oftentimes I also know that our members will not change. We have a new team for this year. You remember our last year's team? You remember? Grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Right, we have a new team. Follow me and I shall make you fishers of men. But a team can come, it can go, it can come one year, another year. But it does not matter a lot to us because we will not change. We will not follow. We will not take heed. We will still want to live our own lives. And so the Bible has a reason why we do not change. If you look carefully at Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 23, the second part of it gives the reason. What is the reason? Why the Ethiopian, he cannot change his skin? Why the leopard cannot change his spot? Why the Israelites will not change? Why they will continue to be in sin, in idolatry? Why you and I will not change? The reason is given in the second part of verse 23. It says here, then may ye also do good. You will never do good because the Ethiopian skin cannot change. The leopard spot cannot change. So you will never do good. Why? Because you are accustomed to do what? Evil. You are accustomed to do evil. Now that is the reason, dearly beloved. That is the reason why you and I will not change. Because we are accustomed. We have the habit of life. And that habit of life has come to us. And they say, all habits die hard. And because we have all these bad habits, evil habits, so accustomed to it, that we have been living these lives now, we have been doing these things, and it's always been me, it's always like that, and why should I change? And that's what the Israelites were going through. They have always been there, worshipping the idols, nothing has happened to them. Where is the enemy? Where is the Babylonian? Where is the enemy that Jeremiah was talking about? Nothing has happened to me. We are so accustomed to worshipping idols. We are so accustomed to all these prophets who preach and we just ignore them. And nothing has happened. Life goes on, work goes on, the farm goes on, we still have our harvest. And so they're so accustomed to it that they think that I don't need to change. And this is the reason why you and I would not want to change, because we are so accustomed to our lifestyle, our habits. Right? You love your computer games. You love your mobile phone game. You are so accustomed to it. And there is your habit every day to pick it up and then to ding, 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 right? And to spend hours and hours. And that is your habit. And you are accustomed to it. And you will not mind spending the hours doing that. You are so accustomed, that's your lifestyle, that you will be watching your television series, right? You have your, right, no more now, Hollywood, and then the Hong Kong series, and you are so accustomed to it, that's your habit, you continue to watch it, and you want to watch it, and now we have the new Korean drama series, and you want to watch it, in time to come, after Korean no more popular, you have maybe the Indian Bollywood dance, whatever it is, you will continue, because that's your habit, that you must be glued to the TV, and you want that, and you love that, and that is your habit, that you want to spend time on your phone, and your games, and your television, and your EPL soccer, and all that we love, and that's our habit, and old habits die hard, and we are accustomed to it, and we'll all be ready to do what we have been doing year in, year out, and day in, day out, And we have no time for God, no time to think about God, no time to put more effort for the kingdom of the Lord. And worst of all, you listen carefully that you're accustomed to do what? Evil. It is bad, evil habits that we all have. And we will continue to do them. And the people were accustomed, and that's their lifestyle, their habit, to do evils. And that's what we ask. The evil habit of wasting our time. The evil habit of procrastination. The evil habit that we all have of being rebellious, irresponsible. And we're so accustomed to it. It doesn't matter. I don't care. I don't bother. That's me. That's my lifestyle. That's how I behave. That's what I am. And I'm hot temper. I'm hot temper. That's what I am. That's how we reason. That's how the Israelite reason. That's what I am. I'm accustomed to it. I'm accustomed to this evil. That's me. I'm always blowing up my temper. And that's me. And I'm not going to change. And that's what the Israelites, they argue and they reason to themselves. The Ethiopian cannot change his skin. The leopard cannot change his spot. I'm a lazy person. I'll continue to be lazy. I'm not interested in my study. I'm not going to put in extra effort. I'm going to just study, just do bare minimum. And that's me. And this year, I'm going to do the same thing in my school. Dearly beloved, it is a sad, discouraging answer. The Ethiopian will not change his skin. The leopard will not change his spot. And you and I, who are so accustomed to evil, bad habit, evil habit, sinful ways, procrastination, wasting our time, and we will not change. And a lot of us will continue to remain what we are in this new year. And another year will just come by. Another year will be wasted. And so sometimes I think, why do I need to preach? Because the people will not listen. Why not we change Sunday 3 o'clock soccer game at the Cage Kallang? Maybe more people will come. New friends would like to come. 5:15 p.m. No more Sunday school. We employ the best chef. And then they cook the best seafood food for all of us. And then more people will come. We all enjoy, have a good time. And then, isn't that nice? Since we are so accustomed to do evils and will not change. Now I want to say this, and you want to learn from God's word, why the people are so accustomed to do evil. Why this is their lifestyle, and why this is their habit. See? It all stems now from the pride of life. The pride of life. That they think they are in control. Things will always be the same. The sun will still rise, right? My work will still be there. My children will still be there. My school will still be there. And because of this pride in them, it stems from this, that they are so accustomed, they will not want to change. And see the kind of pride that Jeremiah rebuked them. If you go back to Jeremiah chapter 13, and you look at verse 15, right? It says to the people, be not proud. Be not proud. Have you ever someone told you this question? Be not proud. And God's word is telling you and I today, be not proud. Don't ever be proud. Don't ever think that whatever you're doing, don't ever think that it's so great and you can continue. Be not proud. Be not proud. Verse 17, same thing. If you will not hear God's word, Jeremiah said, my soul shall weep in secret. Why? For your pride. Your pride. You're so accustomed, you're so proud, you think you can control everything, you think you're in charge. For your pride, Jeremiah say, I will weep for you. And then verse 18, even to the king, to those of you, maybe you life is good for you, you have everything, to the king, to the queen. Humble yourselves, do not be proud, humble yourselves. And then in verse 22, if you say in thy heart, you know, you may not say openly, but in your heart you say, wherefore come all these things upon me? How can it be? I'm doing this. This is my habit. This is what I've been doing for the last 5 years, the last 10 years. That's why I am. How can all this judgment, this Babylonian ever come? You say in your heart because you think that it will not happen. You see, dearly beloved, the utopian will not change his skin. The leopard will not change his spot. You will not change your way because you are a proud person. Because you think that Everything will still be the same. You are in control. Nothing will change. And that's what happened to the people. Will everything be the same? Will this year 2013 be the same? I do not know. But you may say, Uncle John, it's the same. 2012 was the same. That's how I live my life. That's how I was. 2011 was also the same. That's how I am. Now I'm back in the new year. I'm not so sure that every year will be the same. Because one year and one time in our life, it will be different. There will be a full stop. There will be the end. There will be the day of judgment. For the people, it's the same. In the time of Israel, in the time of Jeremiah, the day came when the Babylonians destroyed the entire Jerusalem. Burn it. Destruction finally came. Judgment finally came. And so the first point that I just want to share is a very sad, discouraging answer. No. The utopian will not change his skin. The leopard will not change. I want to tell you why the answer is no. I know it discouraged my heart, it discouraged your heart, but that is the truth, you see. It cannot be done. It cannot be done. You can go and change your skin and wash it. You can go for surgery and remove the spots in the leopard. What you can do is just skin deep. Because we are talking about the heart. We are talking about the heart. The heart is something that cannot be done, cannot be changed. You know, the power of the evil habit in man is very awesome. It cannot be broken by human strength. You know, the evil habit that you and I have all through our life, the power is awesome. And you try to change it, you cannot change it. And you remain the same as you are. You are lazy, you are lazy. You are rebellious, you are rebellious. You are stubborn, you are stubborn. You are hot temper, you are hot temper. And you are irresponsible, you remain irresponsible because of the power of the evil habit in man. A man can never change his own heart. You can never change your own heart. And I can never change your heart. Because the heart of yours and mine is an evil heart. And the Bible says exactly what it is. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. And so it can never be changed. The heart can never be changed. The evil habit will remain. The nature of man, of you and I, is a depraved nature. A nature that is really totally in sin. How can a man ever change his own nature? The will that is in us is a will that is always delighting in sin. And we all struggle with that. And I'm talking about reality of your heart and my heart. I'm not just talking about that few man in India, in New Delhi, the gang rapist, murderer, who did that to the woman in the bars. I mean, they were depraved, they were sinful, they were wicked. It's not just these people we are talking about. We are talking not only just these people, we are talking about even people in high status in society, politicians, we're talking about CEO of statutory boards, we're talking about school principal, and they all have fallen into the sin of sexual sin. Right? We see that the depraved nature even of such people. We're not talking just about men, we're talking about women, ladies, teachers in schools who commit sexual acts with their own teenage students. We're not just talking about men, we're talking about women. Actually, we're talking also about people in the church. It's the same, that our heart is that heart. The heart that is sinful, that is wicked, that the heart that will not be changed, the heart that is full of evil, sinful habits, and the utopian cannot change his skin. The leopard cannot change his spot. And so the answer is a no. A no. Now I want to go to my second point. I want to answer this question now. Again. So go back to the question. Jeremiah chapter 13 verse 23. Now, can the Ethiopian change his skin or the leopard his spots? Now I'll give you the second point, and the answer is an emphatic yes. You say, Uncle John, aren't you contradicting yourself? At one point you say it's no. Yes, it's a no. It's a no, when you and I can never change our own heart. But I want to say this, that actually it is possible. With God, it is possible. I want you to turn your Bible to Ezekiel. Can you turn to Ezekiel, right? The next major prophet, right? After Jeremiah, Lamentation, Ezekiel chapter 37. Ezekiel chapter 37. And I've described what Jeremiah has taught about the people in Israel. We bring it down to what we are also the same as them. The Ethiopian cannot change his skin. The leopard cannot change his spot. We cannot change our depraved, sinful, evil habit that we all have. But you turn and you look at this passage in Ezekiel chapter 37. And can I ask that you read with me from verse 1 to verse 3. Right, from verse 1 to verse 3. Are you there? Ezekiel chapter 37, from verse 1 to verse 3. Okay, ready, go. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answer, O Lord God, thou knowest. Now, the prophet Ezekiel was brought to a valley of dry bones, many dry bones. And they are bones, dead bones, dry bones, not even any flesh in it. And God asked Ezekiel a very simple question: can these bones live? It's just like the same question. Can the Ethiopian change the skin? Can the leopard change the spot? Can these who are dead, who are so accustomed to evil, who are so proud people, can these people ever change? Can these dry bones ever live? Ever be alive again? But they are dead. They are dead. I mean, if you are prophet Ezekiel, straight away you tell God, God, you must be joking, right? God, I mean, it's not possible. These are bones, dead bones. And worse still, they are dry already. But Ezekiel gave a very wonderful answer, which I think we can all learn from. And Ezekiel replied to the Lord. He was not so quick to say, no. He answered and said, O Lord God, thou knowest. God, you know the answer. You know whether these dead bones can live. Humanly speaking, how can a dead bone ever live? How can a bone ever be alive again? But Ezekiel knew that there is a God who can make a dead bone alive. There is a God who can change the skin of the Ethiopian. There is a God who can change the spot of a leopard. There is a God who can do the impossible. There's a God who can change your life and my life. And so the answer is, oh God, you know it. You know it. And so what happened? If you continue reading this passage in Ezekiel chapter 37, and the way that God told Ezekiel in verse 4 is that you go and prophesy to these bones. God, are you joking? These are dead bones, dry bones, so many of them. You ask me to preach to it, and God say, you go and preach to this bone, prophesy to this bone, and say to the bone, and hear the word of the Lord. And then, after Ezekiel has prophesied, God did a wonderful work. In verse 9, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon this slain that they may live. You see? And so you can read on and see that the bones came back to life. And there was life. God did the impossible. God did it. God knows it, and God did it. And God made the bones alive. And so I want to say now with an encouraging answer. I started with my first point, a discouraging answer, that it will not change. It cannot be changed. Nothing we do can change it. That's what we are. That's how we are. But now I want to tell you that God can change your life. God can do the impossible. And so people say, why do you preach? Why preach? Why not have a football game every Sunday? Isn't it better? Why preach? Because God says so. And God says so, and therefore I'm sent here to preach. Just like Ezekiel. Why go to the dead bones? God said to him, go, preach, prophesy to the dead bones, go. And so today, if God asks me to go to the mountains and say to the mountains, move, I will do it because God says so. If God says, go to the sea and say to the sea, the water, turn to a flesh sea, I will do it because God says so. And God will honor His word. Not because I can change and move the mountain. Not because I can turn the water of the sea from being saltish to fresh water. I cannot do it. It's impossible. But God can do it. And God can do it. And therefore, we will continue to preach in this pulpit, in the church here. Therefore, we will continue to go and evangelize. We will continue to have our gospel meeting because God can do it. And God will do it. And God will honor His word. God will change the Ethiopian skin. God will change the leopard spot. You believe? I believe. Because we have seen it. God has done it in the gospel, in the 12 disciples. Yes, one, Judas Iscariot, has fallen. But God has changed the rest. God has done it in church history. God has done it in our church here also. Many of you, I still remember, you were hardened in your sin. You will not believe, but God touched your heart and saved you. Some of you were rebellious, but God has matured you. You have grown in the Lord. It's not the work of any man. It's the work of the Lord. God has done it. God can do it. So this afternoon, as you think of your loved ones, many who are not Christians, can God save them? It's the same question that God asked Ezekiel. Can these dry bones ever live? Can they ever have life? You and I must answer to the Lord. Lord, you know the answer. You know the answer. And God said to you, prophesy, preach the word. Preach the word to them. Go forth. Why do we have this team, 2013? Follow me and I will make you fishers of men. Because God said to you and I, preach the word. Go forth. Invite them. Preach the gospel message. Go forth. And we must go forth and preach to the dead bones. We cannot make the dead bones come alive, but God can do this work. He's a God of the impossible. He's a God who can change the Ethiopian skin. He's a God who can change the leper spot. So be encouraged today. Be encouraged, dearly beloved. It's an emphatic answer that I want to give to you, that yes, the Ethiopian skin can change. The leopard can change his spots. God can do it. God can do it. God can save souls. God can change lives. You look at someone here today, some of our young people. Do you give up on them? Ayo, always so immature, so childish. Have you ever said of such people, right? You look at them and it's true, they are immature, they are childish. When will you ever grow up? Right? Sometimes we also look at our children. When will you ever grow up? Dearly beloved, you continue to teach them the word of God. Teach them the word of God. Preach to them as what Ezekiel did. Remind them of God's word. And God can do the work to change them and make them alive. So do not be discouraged. Do not give up on anyone. Do not say that this person is hopeless. Or this person will never believe in Jesus. Do not say that. Because God knows the answer, not you, not I. God knows the answer. So do not be discouraged. Do not give up on anyone. Continue to preach. Continue to share God's word. Be patient with everyone. Be patient with your children. Some of you think that, oh, my children, oh, why are they behaving like that? Why are they so stubborn? Why will they ever come back to God? God can do it. Continue to teach them, guide them with God's word. Pray for them. And let the word of God do it. And that's how God said, in John chapter 3, remember what Jesus said to Nicodemus? The wind blower where it listeneth. And you know the sound, but you don't know where it comes, right? That's how we are. When you get the wind, you got the wind. You know the wind is there, but you don't know where it comes, when it will stop. And that's how the Holy Spirit works. It's not your power, it's not my power, it's not how we determine the wind will move, when it will move, which direction it will move, who God will touch the heart. But the wind will blow, and the Spirit will work that way. And so when you look at the person sitting beside you today, what do you say of him or her? You look at your children. How will this person ever change? How will this person ever be saved? Don't give up. God can do it. Don't give up on anyone. Be patient. Be patient with the people. Be patient. Love bears all things. Right? 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 7. Love bears all things. Love endures all things. And that's what we ought to do, because God can do His work. And I want to say this, even in our church. With or without a pastor, God will preserve our church here as long as they are faithful to Him and to His word. People will come, people will go. But God will have His people to continue in this church, because this is the word of the Lord. God will honor His word, that the gates of hell will not prevail against His church. And so if Uncle John fall flat and die a heart attack right now, right, God will still continue His church. The church does not have to close, no? Because God will do it. It's God's work, it's God's church. And God will have His leaders, God will raise His leaders, and God will ensure His work will go on. And so, may your spirit be encouraged, be uplifted. The answer is an emphatic yes. Utopian will change his skin. God will change you. God will change. God will touch your heart. God will move you. And 2013 can be a different year, you see. And so I want to conclude, having given you the same question with two answers. Right? The first point is a no. The second point is a yes. And really it's a yes. Because God can change, and God can move, and God can do His works. If your computer is spoiled today, what will you do? You bring your PC, right, to the computer, the PC maker. If your clock is spoiled, what will you do? You bring your clock to the clock maker. But today, if your heart is spoiled, if your heart is broken, if your heart is not working, you bring your heart to the maker of your heart, and He is God. And today we must bring our heart to the Maker, our Creator, our Lord, our Savior. We must bring our heart to the Lord. And God said, a new heart will I give unto you. A new spirit will I put in you. You know, you have a bad temper. You always waste your time. You spend time watching television. You spend time playing computer games. You're disobedient at home. You're irresponsible. You're lazy. God can change you. God can change you. The year 2013 can be a different year, because God said, I will put a new heart in you. I'll give you a new spirit. God can do it. Do not ever doubt what God can do. The Ethiopian can change his skin. The leopard can change his spot, because God can do His work in our lives. And so I pray that 2013 will be a year that we know God. 2013 will be a year that we experience the change, the power of God in our life. Because that power is the power of the Holy Spirit that resides in you, in your heart. And Jesus said that He will change us, He will mold us. And the Holy Spirit power will be in us. I want to give you a testimony of how the Lord helped me and gave me the burden and open my heart that if I want to serve the Lord and I gave myself, the Lord can use me. I lost touch with Chinese for a long time, since my A-level, when I completed in 1981. That was the last time I touched Chinese, and all of you know that my Chinese is poor. But when the burden came, and there are the Chinese people to minister, to preach God's word to, and I said, Lord, please use me. Please use me. I want to be used of you. I want to avail myself for your service. I want to help the brethren in Kuching who do not have a pastor who is a Chinese-speaking church, and our own Chinese church here. And the Lord, the power of the Lord, the grace of the Lord, and the Lord can use me. And the Lord can touch my heart, and even by His grace, to be able to preach in the church camp in Chinese. You see, God can change us. You don't have to do the same. Your life don't have to be the same old habit. You know where to sit. you know what time to come to church. Your life can change. God can use you more. I come from another testimony, I'm sure. I come from a very frugal family. My family were poor. My parents were poor. Every cent counts. No, we work very hard. We save every cent. We were very frugal. It's not like our young people today. Yeah, they go McDonald's. They eat anything they want. They don't know what's the value of money. But when in our generation, we grew up, we know what is the value of money. We save every cent. And every cent is very precious. Every money that you earn is hard-earned money. And for a long time in my life, money is very important and I keep it. But God changed my heart. God changed my heart and God said, give. Help the poor. Help those in need. Just give it. Just give. Don't worry about your bank account. And I can share to you that in giving, in helping, it's such a joy that I never experienced before. You see, dearly beloved, God can change my life. God can change your life. The power of the Holy Spirit, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, the same power can break the evil habit, can break all the sinful habit, can change your life, my life, to make 2013 a year for the Lord. Can you make 2013 a year for the Lord? Let's pray together. As we bow our heads and we have listened to the word of the Lord, the challenge from Jeremiah. Can the Ethiopian change his skin, the leopard his spots? Will you today say to the Lord, Lord, I want and I'm willing to let your Holy Spirit power to change me? Say and tell it to the Lord. If not, your life will be the same as last year, as the year before. Evil habits will continue to reign and you will live the same way, wasting your life away. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have heard thy voice. We have heard thy word. We know that your word is a living word. A word that is pure and comes from thee, Lord, and not from man. We acknowledge that by ourselves, we will still be the same. The same old self, the same old sinful habits that we have, the same old way that we live our life. Wasted life, wasted opportunity. But Lord, today we have heard thy voice and we know that you are the God of the impossible, the God who can make the dry bone alive, the God who can change lives, the God who can put a new heart in us, a new spirit in us. And so Lord, as we start the year, we plead and we implore, Lord, give us a new heart, give us a new spirit. Make us that this year, 2013, will be a year for thee, Lord. A year to live for thee, a year to glorify you, a year to honor you, a year where we see your power working in our lives, in our heart. Hear our prayers, Lord. Be merciful to us. We ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.